We're in Daniel 9, verse 25, exploring the prophecy of the 70 weeks. Let's read verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. We already know from our study that Daniel 9 prescribes 490 years for Daniel's people. And now we need to figure out exactly when those 490 years begin. And we find there's no reason to guess or speculate because Gabriel spells it out precisely. From the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Of course, that's 7 weeks plus 62 weeks, which gives us a total of 69 weeks. And that, of course, is 483 days. And remembering the prophetic principle that a day usually represents a year, that means there would be 483 years from the time a decree was given to rebuild Jerusalem until Jesus made his appearance on this earth. So, of course, the question is this accurate? Did it really happen like that? And the answer is absolutely yes. If you look through the book of Ezra, you'll find that the Persians gave several decrees to rebuild Jerusalem, but only one of those decrees really took effect. It's the decree given in Ezra chapter 7, where Artaxerxes the king not only lets the Israelites go back to rebuild their city, he actually gives them access to the royal treasury to finance the operation. Now, that decree was given in the year 457 BC. And, of course, that gives us a starting point for these 69 weeks, or 483 years found in verse 25, the 483 years until Messiah the Prince. Now, I know it's a little bit technical, but it really is amazing. If you add 483 years to 457 BC, it gives you the year 27 AD. Now, some people might be expecting 26 AD, but you've got to remember, there was no such thing as the year zero. So you have to adjust your dates accordingly when you move from BC to AD. It comes to AD 27, and what happened in that year? Well, that year was the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. And in that year, according to Luke chapter 3, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, and God announced him publicly as his son. And it was on that day that Jesus began his public ministry. You know, as a kid, I used to wonder why Jesus didn't seem to do much before he was about 30 years old. But the 9th chapter of Daniel answers that question. It just wasn't time to start. The prophecies of the Old Testament had made it perfectly clear exactly when Messiah would appear, and Jesus waited until precisely the right moment. It's just one more piece of evidence that Jesus really was the long-awaited Messiah. And it gives us something important to think about. It tells us that God has a very precise timetable, and He's very good at making it happen. Not one prophecy of the Bible has ever failed to happen on time. Not once in all these thousands of years. And that means the Bible gives us something we can depend on. It gives us a reliable guide for life. And that can only mean one thing. In the pages of God's book, you're also going to find a reliable, better way to live.